So what determines something's value? Is it purely economic? Is it supply and demand? Is it scarcity versus utility? The rarity of a product or the usefulness it provides? Would the sentiment play a part? In economic terms, the value is determined, if a value is determined by a person, it's called methodological individualism. Does condition of an object affect its value? Is there dent or a rust or contamination versus mint and pristine? Do all these have an effect on value? What then is the value of blood? It's not scarce. We all have it. It's useful. We might think ours is more valuable than someone else's. We tend to avoid coming in contact with other people's. But what is the value of blood? Well, unfortunately, in the past few weeks, Miriam and I have learned more about blood than we ever wanted to know. We know its types, its components, causes and effects. And we understand the value has to our lives, the value that blood has to our lives. But what happens when blood is contaminated? Does it become less valuable? Not if it's yours. On the contrary, it needs to be treated to remedy the condition. So what then is the value of healthy, pure blood? We all too often take healthy for granted. But some people have understood the value of blood because they've been willing to donate theirs for the benefit of others. Others they may never meet. Others they may never know. If condition determines value, then is the purest blood, would that have a greater value? And therefore, if that's true, then what about divine blood? That would have a value far greater than any other. This has always been one of my favorite verses for the Lord's Supper. And as we mentioned in class, our situations and our conditions and our experiences sometimes make the scriptures change to us, become new, become even more powerful. Peter wrote this: "You know that you, from your empty way of life, inherited from your ancestors, you were ransomed, not by perishable things like silver or gold, which we tend to think are valuable, but, we have been redeemed by," and I have now underlined, bold, this word, "but by the precious blood, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb, namely, the blood of Christ." Father, we come before you. so amazed at what you did through Jesus Christ to offer him up as a sacrifice for unruly and unknowing and unworthy people like us. And Father, you didn't buy us with simple things or even valuable things. But Father, you purchased us with the most priceless product of all, the blood of your own Son. So Father, as we come to remember that sacrifice today, and as we partake of this bread and we drink of this cup, may we remember his body and his blood that was given freely, willingly, lovingly, and compassionately on our behalf. Words leave us, leave me, to give you the amount of gratitude that is necessary. So may, as we remember him, Father, may we examine our lives that we might be more like him in all that we do. In his holy name that we pray. In the name of Jesus.